producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
What are you thankful for? It's a question I want you to ponder today. This pre-Thanksgiving edition of What's On Your Mind is on the air from Lisbon, North Dakota today. Lisbon, North Dakota, and more specifically, the grounds of the North Dakota Veterans Home, which is an incredible facility. And I've heard about it. I've been thankful we have it, right? Hey, it's good. I'm glad we have a veterans home. I remember the debates over expanding it as this current facility was built in 2011. But until today, I hadn't seen it. And I'm glad I'm here. Let me just say that. I'll tell you what. Incredible, beautiful grounds, beautiful facility, and something I think we all, as North Dakotans, can be proud of, that a facility like this exists. We're here today because I want to say I'm thankful for veterans. And I want to thank a few of them. I've had a chance to do that already this morning on a tour of this wonderful facility, and we'll do some more of it on the air today as well. And I also just want to know, if you have a veteran, by the way, that you're thankful for, name them. That's right. Maybe it's a relative. Maybe it's someone right now in your family. Maybe it's someone serving. Good time to thank those veterans today. And anything else on your list that you're thankful for? I got a few other things we'll get to throughout the program today, but I want to hear from you on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. You dial us up at 800-228-0550. That's 800-228-0550 with What's On Your Mind Today from Lisbon, North Dakota, and the Veterans Home. You can text Todd what you're most thankful for and a comment or two or a shout-out to a veteran or active-duty military. Guard, Reserve, whoever. Just let us know who you're thankful for. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. 701-226-8503. All right? And you can also email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. When you call the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, you have some options. And those options include, one, to leave a message, two, to chat with us on the air, three, to talk with somebody in our office. If you're trying to get us information or you want to get something to us, a lot of people say, well, how do I send something to you? That's extension three. But one, leave a message, tell us what you're most thankful for, two, chat with us live on the air. Tomorrow, we will have a very special Thanksgiving Day edition of the program. We'll have an encore edition of what we did on Veterans Day. So we'll have some veterans joining us on the program and talking about the North Dakota Veterans Cemetery lighting campaign, which was a very a grand day for a great cause on Veterans Day. And we got so much feedback from that, we said, let's do it again. So that's on Thanksgiving Day. Friday, I'll be shopping. I'll be taking the president's advice and shopping. The president said, to heck with those terrorists, shop. Yes, he did. This president, Todd, you heard it, didn't you? That's what he said. He wants you and Kerry to shop, just so you know.
Okay.
Yeah. And I say we take him up on that advice. What do you say?
Sure. So did you decide where you're going to be?
You know, I'm waiting for more votes. If you missed us, we were asking...
So 200 million plus one was not enough votes then.
Yeah, they're coming in. I don't know. That whole 100 million vote thing really started an arms race for craziness on voting. But I will be amongst the shoppers on Friday. That's all I can tell you. And most votes wins. You know, is it Kirkwood? Is it Dakota Square? Is it Columbia? Is it
the intersection of 29 and 94?
Right, yeah. Whatever it might be, you can have that. So that'll be fun. And then, of course, Monday, we have our all-new Safety Talk. It'll be part of our What's On Your Mind program with the North Dakota Safety Council. We'll tell you about that. I'll talk with some folks that were part of an incident that has stayed with them in the way of safety for many years. And then Tuesday, I'm out of here. So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, next week through Saturday, I am New York City bound with my lovely wife, Maria, and On your 60s.
Oh, my gosh, that's coming up already. Wow.
Closest friends. Yeah, we're off to New York City. So, which, by the way, a week from tomorrow, don't forget this, 1 week from tomorrow, you want to watch Fox and Friends bright and early in the morning because the North Dakota crew will be doing the weather with Steve Ducey.
There you go.
Yeah, that'll be at 7:30 our time next Thursday. A lot of fun happening there. Okay, so tell you what, folks, 800-228-0550, the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. You tell me what you're most thankful for. For me, it's Cheetah and his fellow veterans. We are pleased to welcome to the program Daryl Stafford, also known as Cheetah from Harvey, North Dakota. Do I call you Cheetah?
You can.
Everybody calls you Cheetah.
Yeah, most everybody. Most people don't know my real first name.
How about that? That's a solid nickname there.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I like that. Were you fast? Is that how you got that? You like fast things?
No, I like the chimpanzee Cheetah on Tarzan movies. I didn't care for Tarzan, but I did like that chimpanzee.
So there you go. Oh gosh, I remember the Tarzan movies on the television, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I do remember that. I'm guessing you're talking about you were watching them on the big screen.
Yeah.
The movie theater.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fun memories. Well, thanks for being here. Appreciate you doing this. So you spent a lot of years serving us in the military.
Professional.
Yeah, I was in for 20 years.
20 years, yeah. In two different branches.
Yeah, Navy and Air Force.
So bring me back to growing up in Harvey, North Dakota. How'd you decide you were going to serve this country?
Well, I had some cousins in the Navy, and I seen their uniform, and I liked it. And one day my dad, I was working for my uncle, and my dad came home and said, "You're number one on the draft list." So he said, "If you want to go in the Navy, you better do it now." So I went up to mine and joined the Navy.
Wow.
3 days later, I was in Great Lakes boot camp.
Are you kidding me?
No.
From the time you signed the piece of paper?
Yeah.
Wow. Was it worth it? Was the uniform?
Oh, yeah. I liked the Navy, except I got seasick, so that's when I went in the Air Force.
So you put up with a few years of being seasick?
Yeah.
What do you remember most from your time serving?
Well, the people you meet. You know, you meet a lot of good people in the service. And, of course, there's some that ain't so good, but most of them are real, real good people. And then I like to travel, and I did a lot of traveling, especially in the Air Force.
Now, remind me, you were in the Navy, you said, from 52 to 56, and then the Air Force from 58 to 74.
Yeah.
All those years. And, obviously, Vietnam was part of that era, later in the Air Force.
Yeah, well, yeah.
In the 50s, it was a little bit of a quieter time.
Yeah.
Right? But I guess the Cold War was ramping up. What do you remember most as a threat to us? What do you most remember about protecting us?
From the Russians. Because that's when we were being pretty not too good of communication with them, and then and relationships weren't too good to Russia.
So were you watching the Russians?
Yeah.
What kind of sneaky things would they do?
They do all kinds of sneaky things. Yeah, they've got spies in every country in the world. And, of course, we do too, so I guess it don't make much difference.
You got to keep an eye on them, right?
Yeah.
Now, we have a caller on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, a fellow by the name of Todd from Mandan, who says he knows you.
Todd.
Yeah. Todd, are you there?
Todd Lewis?
That'd be me, Cheetah. How you doing?
Pretty good. How about yourself, Todd?
I'm doing real well. I wanted to email the studio, and I sent an email. It didn't go through, but then I hear you're coming on the radio, and you know what? It's nice to hear you. I followed you on Facebook through Kevin when you went on that hot flight, and sounds like you had a real good time.
Yeah, that was quite an experience, I'll tell you. Everybody should get a chance to do that.
And I'd like to see you sometime. Maybe we'll get down there to Lisbon. Right now I'm in Mandan living, doing rural carrier and flasher. So I heard you on the radio, wanted to give you a call. Have you take care and have a happy Thanksgiving and a good holiday season.
Okay, thank you, Todd.
You bet. Take care, Cheetah.
Yeah, we'll see you.
Say, Todd, I would highly recommend you come on down here because this is a great facility. Warms your heart to walk in here and know veterans are cared for in the manner they are. at this veteran's home, and the attention to detail is incredible. I'm going to put up a lot of photos. But I mean, they have a museum that has all kinds of great artifacts. Just saw a fellow from Harvey's Bible that has shrapnel still in it that saved his life.
Mm-hmm.
But everywhere you look, it's just incredible. You like this place?
Oh yeah, this is fabulous. I should have been here 20 years ago.
Yeah, I'll bet anybody that gets here thinks that very same thing. Where you been all my life, Lisbon?
There's one thing, like, if you live in Williston, you got to travel a long ways. But now they're talking about making another veterans home in the western part of the state, down by the military cemetery. So they have one in the west and one in the east. So you wouldn't have to travel so far.
Understandable. Yeah, there are veterans from, of course, all across the state, because this is the one and only veterans home in Lisbon. But I'll tell you what, they did it, and they did it well, no doubt about it. Cheetah, hang tight. We'll continue our chat on the other side of the break. We're thankful for veterans today. What are you thankful for? Let us know at 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. And shout-outs to vets. Welcome today. Don't go away.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
Soybean farmers, plan now to attend the annual Northern Soybean Expo, Tuesday, February 2nd at the Fargo Holiday Inn. New to the expo this year will be a live taping of the U.S. Farm Report with John Phipps, featuring noted grain marketing and risk management panel members Tony Grisafi, Dwayne Boss, and Mike North. Named by USA Today as one of the 5 most requested speakers in the United States, Dr. Barry Asmus, a senior economist with the National Center for Policy Analysis, will take the platform to provide a global economic outlook. And NDSU distinguished professor Dr. Bill Wilson will wrap up the day with a discussion about the risks and opportunities for our commodity in Southeast Asia. Be sure to join us on February 2nd for the Northern Soybean Expo at the Fargo Holiday Inn for a day of education, networking, and fellowship. For more information, log on to andysoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
I'd like to tell you about a special place that you need to consider when making your end-of-year donations, the Ann Carlson Center. Dr. Ann Carlson was born without forearms or lower legs. Yet in spite of these limitations, she challenged the nation to reevaluate the status of folks with special needs, while inspiring countless others to believe anything is possible. Now the legacy lives on. Today, the Ann Carlson Center assists thousands of individuals and families throughout North Dakota, providing a continuum of care for all ages and abilities in 7 different locations. Friends, this extraordinary place and the remarkable people they serve are worthy of your support. Plus, nearly 90 cents of every dollar you donate goes directly to the programs and services they provide, which are truly changing the lives of individuals in your community. Visit anncarlson.org today and find out more. Click the donate button and see how your generosity can really pay off at tax time. That's anncarlson.org. Anncarlson.org.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Today, pre-Thanksgiving edition of the What's On Your Mind program, I'm asking, what are you most thankful for? When you call about anything, thanking a vet by name, telling me something else you're thankful about on this pre-Thanksgiving edition of the program, and answer the most important question of the day, white meat or dark meat? White meat or dark meat? That's the big question, ladies and gentlemen. It's our annual North Dakota Minnesota, South Dakota, Thanksgiving survey question. What are you most thankful for? Brought to you today by our friends at the North Dakota Oil Can Program. Check out their community page, which is marvelous, on Facebook. They have the Fuel, Food, and Fun Toy and Food Drive going on right now, which is a wonderful, wonderful thing they're doing. And also some tips on safe travels this winter that are worth checking out. A great article by David Flynn, who's, of course, at the University of North Dakota. Yeah, he's at UND's College of Business and Public Administration, chairman and professor in the Department of Economics. And a great column about what oil price is profitable. That's worth checking out, too. So find it at NorthDakotaOilCan.com or on Facebook. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or chat with Cheetah, Daryl Stafford, who is from Harvey, North Dakota, also known as Cheetah, and a resident of the North Dakota Veterans Home, where we are broadcasting live today. During the break, you were telling me about your brother-in-law, who did a nice thing over the years, bringing many kids fishing on Lake Sakakawea. Tell listeners who that is.
Joe Neuenschwander.
Joe Neuenschwander. All right. And how did that start, do you know?
I don't know. He's a big fisherman, and he likes kids, and so he started it. Some organization sponsored it for him, but I can't remember who it is.
Well, you know what? People that do that for kids,
yeah,
and give them, you know, an activity that they might not otherwise, for whatever reason, learn about from their parents or, you know, friends, and then pick that up for life, I'm thankful for that. There's a good reason to be thankful.
Yep. Is a good reason.
Yeah. So tell me about your average day here, Cheetah. What's the average day at the Veterans Home? What do you do?
For me, I get up around 7, and 8 o'clock I have to have, you know, pills and eye drops, medication and that stuff. And then after that, I eat breakfast. Then I go check the mail, and I work out in this conditioning room every day. And play bingo a couple times a week, and it keeps you busy.
I saw the room with the pool tables and the jukebox and the popcorn machine. I think I'd be hanging on there a lot.
Yeah, that's pretty good. There's brand new pool tables in there.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, the jukebox looked nice, too.
Oh, yeah, that's a good jukebox. It's free.
Kind of a classic. Oh, you don't have to pump the quarters in the thing.
No, you just press your buttons.
Yeah, I'll be hitting that before I leave.
They got some good records on there.
How did you decide to come here?
Well, I found out how much nursing homes cost. I'm a diabetic, and I've got a few other things wrong with me. I've got a bad knee and that. And my cousin lives here in Lisbon, and he called me and told me about it. Well, I heard about it before I knew about it. And he told me, so he said he's going to call out here. So he did. He knows some people out here. And then they called me and talked to me. And then my two sister-in-laws, I didn't talk too much. They did all the talking. And they got me in here, and I'm thankful for that, especially them sister-in-laws.
Yeah, no kidding. That was very nice. Yeah. And
you can't beat this place for, I'm a diabetic, and I've got a problem with my lung, and anybody's got a few problems like that, come here. I mean, they treat you great. You don't have to worry about taking your own medication, because they got nurses here that you go up to the nurse's station and they give you your medication.
Yeah.
And that really helps them. You know, a lot of times a guy was supposed to have a pill or something at 4 o'clock, and you fall asleep and you don't wake up till 6. Well, you've already missed your pill, you know. But if you have to go down to the nurse's station to get it, you're down at 4 o'clock. At 4 o'clock to get it.
Yeah.
And that helps. And my health's a little bit better now, and I've been here for 14 months, and my health is a little bit better than when I got here.
It's come up because of the care. That's great.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. The way it should be, without question. I tell you, it's a fun place to watch work. It really is amazing to see the level of care that's here in the feels a little like home. These grounds are amazing, too.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful scenery around here. Trees, green grass, flowers.
Yeah, I've got a big old anchor there.
Yeah.
Reminiscent of your Navy days.
Yeah.
Right? Or see that giant anchor? They got a marine chopper over there. Yeah, and, you know,
this is quite a place. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of things to see and take in, and it really is great. And it just and the veterans, to Cheetah's earlier point, do receive a better deal than most, right? So there's obviously some of that comes from the federal government on the VA side, some of it comes from the state side, but their care here is subsidized because of their service.
Yeah.
And so it that helps too. And again, I think quite appropriate. So last question I want to ask you is just your time in the service compared to right now, a threat that we face. You mentioned earlier the Russians were the sneaky ones when you were in the service, right? You're keeping an eye on the Russians. Do you keep up on current events? Are you watching this stuff ISIS right now? Yeah, Do you see them as the new threat? I mean,
yeah, well, I was watching yesterday. I listened and watched the president on TV. And I don't know if we're doing enough or not, because them, you should be able, they're just a branch of certain things. There ain't that many of them. And I don't see why United States, France, Great Britain, Germany, Japan, big countries like that, why they don't get together, go over there and take care of them terrorists. And I think they could do it without no problem.
Yeah, a strong coalition. The U.S. is sort of sitting this one out now.
Yeah.
On the leadership front. Different than your time in the service.
Yeah.
Different in past conflicts.
Yeah,
where the U.S. led, obviously, in coalitions many times.
Yeah, but now what the United States is supposed to, should be doing is leading this. Because, like, France, they're not even a powerful country in Europe. Germany could lead it, or England could, but like France or Belgium or something like that, they just ain't got the, I don't know what you call it, knowledge or skill to do that kind of stuff.
Although they're ticked, obviously, because of what happened in Paris, so I give them credit for at least saying, hey, we're not taking this.
Yeah.
But it's pretty amazing when the, French Prime Minister has to come here and say, America, are you in?
Yeah.
Are you going to help? Yeah. I mean, that's what's going on this week.
Sure is.
Are you in?
That's what's going on. Yeah, you're right there.
I mean, the answer wasn't exactly a resounding yes.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, like it probably should have been. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to tell our listeners about this fine place? Or?
Well, if they've got a veteran that's kind of in not the greatest health and stuff, this would be a good place for them to come, because they treat you good. And if they can't take care of you here, they send you to the VA hospital in Fargo, and they'll take care of you there.
You bet. And that's another, I guess, nice feature, the proximity from Lisbon to Fargo and the VA care. The hospital, pretty darn close, helps too. Hey, Cheetah, thanks. Great to chat with you today. Appreciate you sharing a little bit of your story with us today.
Okay, thank you very much for having me.
Thank you. Daryl Stafford, also known as Cheetah, out of Harvey, North Dakota. Been here about 14 months at the North Dakota Veterans Home in Lisbon today. Something else I'm thankful for when we come back. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Business owners, listen up. Art Rosenberg is back from Sunbelt Business Brokers in North Dakota. Art, how you doing?
Good, Scott. Thanks for having me.
I'd like to talk to Mr. and Mrs. Business Owner out there that want to know that Sunbelt is the right firm to represent their company in a sales situation. Tell us how you're different.
Sunbelt in North Dakota operates primarily in the small to middle market. Most of our sales close at $5 million or less, but we have worked on deals up to $20 million. Our average sales size runs at about $650,000.
In addition to the size and the sales price, an important factor is finding qualified buyers. How do you do that?
Sunbelt of North Dakota has worked over the years creating a buyer's network so we can match prospective buyers with the right business. We also screen those buyers to make sure that the financial capacity and their business acumen line up with the seller.
Simple as a phone call, folks. Art Rosenberg and his team at 701-347-2727 or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com. nd.sunbeltnetwork.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving ID Stronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection. IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Todd, good morning. I hear you talking about being thankful. I'm thankful for modern medicine. I've got two artificial hips. My wife is still with me after a big cancer operation about 5-6 years ago. And I'm thankful for God who made the doctors and all the knowledge. So thankful we painted our house Sanford blue. Thanks, God.
Well, my gosh, that's some... That's some dedication to your health care there. Have you got the little neon lights kind of going around the top, too?
There you go.
Yeah, you could really say thank you. I appreciate that call. And you know what? So true. You know, I don't know about you, but when I'm doctored, at the time, you just want to hug the doctors. You know, you can't say thank you enough. And you get done with everything, and it just sort of fades, right? You go back to regular everyday life. That's exactly why we do shows like we do, like we're doing today. That's why we're doing this, because it gives you an opportunity to just think a little bit about what you're most thankful for and go beyond thinking it and maybe telling your closest circle of friends and family about it, but actually going out of your way to publicly say, I want these people thanked, like that caller just did right there. Very well done. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline is 800. 228-0550-701-258-0550. Also want to tell you today about the University of Mary. They have an open house planned for their Watford City campus Tuesday, December 1st. That's this coming Tuesday, downtown Watford City. It's actually in the Watford City Realty Group. You can't miss their big sign, 329 North Main Street. 329 North Main Street, in the west side of the street there. And the University of Mary's Watford City campus is hosting a community reception. You can stop by and meet University of Mary staff and faculty. You can talk about coursework and offerings. They love ideas and collaboration, and they just custom design a lot of programs for a lot of employers. It really works well. Light appetizers and refreshments. Just stop by and say hello, even if you like. It'll be 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Tuesday, December 1st. If you want more information, call Kristen Bolkin, 701-580-1177, 701-580-1177. I wanted you to know about that today as well. All right. Let's see. Tom Fryer is here from the North Dakota Family Alliance. And the North Dakota Family Alliance is one of those organizations that I'm thankful for. I wanted to add something else to the list. I'm doing my part here, ladies and gentlemen. The vets, folks that stand up for the family. The earlier caller on healthcare providers. Let's have it. And by the way, if you just want to do a quick drive-by thank you event, 800-228-0550. Press 1. Leave a message. 800-228-0550. Tom Fryer is here. Hello, Tom. How are you?
Well, good morning, Scott. Great to be with you. And I am thankful for you as well, and especially for family, for really for God's creation, this earth and the beauty of it, and most of all, I suppose, for God himself, the creator of life, and sending his son, Jesus Christ, to be our Lord and Savior. So, and then as you're in the vet's home, I'm really also very, very appreciative of our country and our freedom. And, of course, those that that stood for that, and many made the ultimate sacrifice for that. So there's much to be thankful for today.
That's a good list. Thank you for contributing. You know, one of the things you mentioned was the beauty. How often do we take that for granted? Right? I don't know about you, but my busyness, if you will, sort of dictates whether I pay attention to it or not. If I'm just swamped and got a million things going through my head, I can miss the most beautiful sky or, you know, sunset or tree setting or what. But it's all around us, and we are so blessed. I'm telling you, I drove 1804 on the way back from the state volleyball tournament on Sunday. Got off, you know, at Washburn there and came down and drove 1804 down to the expressway. Ah, man alive. You talk about beauty along the river there. But I could point to a million things. Lisbon, where we're at today, it's absolutely beautiful down here. And, I mean, I could look at a silo and think it's beautiful. So there's a lot of beauty out there. So that's another good one. You know what else is fun? Football games. You know, and is there anything better than high school football in North Dakota? And I wanted to talk to you a little bit about this controversy that's going on that popped up. And what's interesting is it's not new. This policy wasn't new, but we noticed it this year because of how the playoffs changed and where the games were happening. But, you know, it happened because a school that normally gives a prayer over the PA before a game, because they are, in this case, a Catholic school or a Christian school, Shiloh, whatever, they are not allowed to do that. Same football game, same North Dakota High School Activities Association, you know, scheduling. Everything's the same except the playoffs. So I guess, you know, it's the playoffs are a little more under the control of the high school association than just the schedule during the year. And so they say, well, you can't do that. Just, you got to be kidding me. Again, I don't expect it at a public high school. I'm saying if you do it all year long and it's okay, why is it not okay during the playoffs? Give me an update on where we're at with this craziness.
Well, that is the question. And I think the legal question is really what's the criteria, or what do we consider the high school activity association to be? And what you're referencing, of course, Scott, is that those football games during the playoff where there was a request or an interest in sharing a prayer over a loudspeaker, which high school activity association referenced Supreme Court rulings that some of them date back to 1962, more recently in 2000, basically saying that at a public event, public school event, that that is contrary to the Establishment Clause. The First Amendment rights really guarantee, of course, that the state would guarantee us freedom of religion. And Scott, we remember, especially as we celebrate Thanksgiving and the pilgrims and so forth, the reason they came here was for religious freedom. And so that First Amendment was very, very clear that there would be no established religion that everyone had to belong to. But at the same time, right behind that in the same First Amendment, it says you cannot prohibit the exercise, the expression of that faith. And that's really, I think, what this issue is all about, is where is that line where we can exercise, express our faith. And that's what the First Amendment guarantees us. And that's really what happened here when this school said, can we not offer a public prayer over a loudspeaker at this particular event, given it was at their field?
Yeah, really the venue is the big deal here, isn't it? I mean, where this is at.
Well, the venue was at a place where they had given those prayers all throughout the season. What changed here was that the North Dakota High School Activity Association considers the playoff games, that they are organizing them. They are the owners, if you will, and that the rules accompanying those games should go by their rules. And that's where you get into the legalese of it. Should they have the right to determine what takes place at those games? And Scott, it's not just about the athletic contest here. It's about public school. Should a individual in a public school be able to pray? Should they be able to wear any kind of clothing that is representative of their faith? Should a student organization that is organized, that has a religious purpose, be able to meet in a school? Those are all of the things that today that I think many people are maybe a little bit confused about. And, you know, the Supreme Court ruling on one hand gave a bunch of qualifiers and said, well, here's what you can't do and here's why you can't do it. Or here's what you have to comply with. If it's going to be something in the school that needs to be student initiated, it needs to be student led. It needs to be voluntary. It needs to happen during non-instructional school time. They gave a bunch of qualifiers and said, here's how you can do this. And so, you know, on one hand, I'm in full agreement with you and so many other people that we have lost so much in this area of our faith and our ability to express that. On the other hand, I'm saying that they have allowed some things, and I'm saying we should do that. There is nothing stopping us from holding a voluntarily led prayer in the end zone of the football game before or after that football game. There's nothing stopping students today in public schools from organizing and utilizing that right as well. On the other hand, I think we need to look at these qualifiers and say, for instance, a coach can't participate because he's a paid employee. A coach is really somebody that's mentoring along those athletes, not just that they get to be a professional ball player someday, but they become good citizens, good men and women citizens, and a big part of that is our faith and our ability to influence and impact those students along the way. And what we'd interpret as the Supreme Court ruling here is that you can't allow your faith to come through when you're coaching those athletes or when you're dealing with students in a public school.
Will the North Dakota Family Alliance fight to repeal anything that restricts First Amendment rights like this?
Well, I think we will, and we want to. And what we want to do is we want to look at those qualifiers, and we want to look at which of those are probably the most onerous and the one that we can work with on a state level if there is any possibility, even though we understand that the Supreme Court ruling is federal. But we want to look at those on a state basis and see which of those we might have an ability to pass some sort of legislation on. Most certainly, we want to do that. You know, at the same time, we have a Supreme Court that posted a ruling, of course, on marriage in June of this year. And we'll have to do that very same thing in our state legislature so that we protect people from being discriminated against because of their beliefs on marriage, the denial to access to certain things in the public arena. So, yes, we will have to work with our state legislature to determine where these areas are and what we can do. And I think there are certain things we can do. I think the environment in our country today is just right for that. We hear so much about in God we trust. We should remove that from points. One nation under God. We want to remove the God. I even heard this morning, some of the oaths of office that we're taking. So help me God, that we should remove the God.
Yeah, they
that
won't
as well.
Stop. Yeah, they won't stop. They won't. That's why, folks, you need groups like North Dakota Family Alliance taking this on. Newsletter that's out now, the December newsletter, has some great information on this football situation for folks at Shiloh, St. Mary's, Shanley. NDFA.org to find out more. Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it.
Thank you, and enjoy Thanksgiving. And Dark Meat.
Dark Meat. All right, put them down for Dark Meat. What's your answer? Let us know when we continue on What's on Your Mind.
PetroServe USA is your official Bison tailgating supply headquarters with everything you need for game day. Propane fill, just $10. Bison gear, fresh baked buns, pop, cookies, and medium pizza, $5.99. PetroServe USA is giving away $10,000. Register weekly for your chance to win one of two $500 gift cards and a fully loaded Bison tailgating trailer. Helping America feel better.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GFI grain bins, GFI grain dryers, and GFI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GFI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Kickstart your savings at Mac's Black Friday sale. Stores opening at 5 a.m. The first 50 customers receive a free $10 gift card. Get an incredible 40% off tools on Friday from 5 to 10 a.m. only. Stuff someone's stocking with a 9-inch Android tablet, just $59.99. Or get a Trail mini bike at $499.99. Look for amazing doorbusters and more Black Friday deals at maxhardware.com. It's not just another hardware store. It's Mac's.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Mike from up on the northwest angle. I was visiting with Mark, your Freedom Poet, about a week ago. He was out in Rapid City. But we are both thankful for the foundational documents that our country was founded on that gave us our freedom. And this Thanksgiving Day coming up tomorrow, we thank our provider for giving us those documents and those wise men and women that secured our freedoms for you. God bless all that you do. Bye-bye.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. And you mentioned Mark. He's our Constitution 101 expert, and he's going to be here on Friday with yet another Constitution class. So we'll talk a little bit about Thanksgiving and, you know, the pilgrims and tie that into what ultimately started the work of course, the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. So appreciate that call very much. Jaron Peggy sent a note, said, from Harry S. Truman, political correctness is a doctrine recently fostered by a delusional, illogical minority and prompted by sick mainstream media, which holds forth the proposition that it is entirely possible to pick up a piece of blank by the clean end. In God we trust. Well, I'm going to trust you that was Harry S. Truman that said that, but I think that way of thinking, especially when it comes to the money, and In God We Trust being included, I couldn't agree anymore. That's an absolute outrage. Appreciate the call. 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Tell me what you're thankful for. I'm thankful for guys like Wally. They come all the way from Minot, North Dakota. Wally Iverson is here, and he is a veteran of World War II, a resident of the North Dakota Veterans Home. How are you, Wally?
Wonderful.
Nice to see you. It wasn't actually Minot. You grew up on the farm near Minot, right?
Yes, west of Minot, a few miles.
And a few miles, where was that at?
By Flaxton.
By Flaxton, right.
A little town.
There you go. So when you're growing up, working on the farm, Flaxton, North Dakota, are you thinking, I need to serve this country? I need to go sign up and join the military?
Well, when I graduated from high school, a lot of the people had been gone, enlisted and drafted. So I just went down and enlisted when I was 18.
Now, you did that in 19 what? 43, would that have been?
I thought it was 1943, but I can't remember now for sure.
All right, so because you told me earlier you served, I think, from 43 to 46.
Yeah.
So by 1943, you have a good idea what's going on.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I mean, everybody's consumed at that point with World War II.
Yep.
Yet you say, I'm putting the uniform on, I got to go help because all these other guys have gone.
Yeah.
Time to give them a little relief.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then you get off the farm, too.
There you go.
Didn't have to milk a bunch of cows anymore.
Yeah, well, what's tougher work? I would think it'd be, over there in harm's way rather than milking cows.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was an adventure, huh?
It was.
What? Were you scared? Do you remember being afraid during that time?
No, well, no.
You're a youngster. You're right out of high school.
Yeah, ready to go, you know.
So you go to boot camp, and then ultimately you are deployed where?
I was went to boot camp, and then I went to San Diego, and then Mare Island, and then the Hawaiian Islands. And then after that, I was on the way to Japan when the war was over. And then we came back to Pearl Harbor, and I got on the sub-tender as a baker. And I forgot to tell you, my nickname was Spider.
Spider.
I don't know how that ever come, but I was a baker, so... Someone called me Spider.
So you still answer to Spider to this day? Or
yes, yes.
You do, huh? Kind of like Cheetah, who we met earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He said most folks don't even know his own name.
Yes.
He just goes by Cheetah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing. What's your favorite story from being in the military? I mean, ones that you just, to this day, like, I mean, a good memory.
Yeah, well, we went to, I think it was the Persian Palms. Another couple of guys and I, and we was dancing and having a good time, and got to drinking a little bit too much. So I said, let's get a tattoo. So we went down to Pearl Harbor, and I got a tattoo. And then after I got done with it, the guy said, we don't want one. So I'm the only guy that came home with the tattoo.
And now you have that memory to this day.
Yeah.
So that's why you can never forget that one.
That's right, never forget.
What was it like when you came back? Did you remember, receiving the thanks of a grateful nation?
Yes. They met me at the depot when I came back at Boston on a Soo line, and my uncle was there, and he said, let's buy a butcher shop. So we went uptown, and we bought a butcher shop, and had that for 2-3 years, and then I went railroading after that. And I was a telegraph operator for a number of years. And I got promoted to train master, and I went to Minot. And that's where I stopped my career, right there.
Amazing. And you're now at the North Dakota Veterans Home.
Yes.
With federal veterans every day.
Yes.
Is this do you enjoy this?
Yes. I've never been in a better place. Everything is just lovely. You got nurses, activity directors, the boss, administrator, I've never seen a place where there's so many old people and they get along so well as we do here.
They take good care of you.
Everybody is satisfied with the way they take care of us.
Top to bottom, huh?
Yes.
That's wonderful. Well, thank you for your service.
You're welcome, sir.
And thanks for spending a little time sharing part of your story today.
Hey.
We really enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Wally. Good to talk to you. Love it. Wally Iverson, on a Flaxman, near Minot. Our guest, Galen in Bismarck, wants to tell us what he's thankful for. Others welcome as well. You can do it during the break by calling 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Press 1. Tell us what you're thankful for today.
I want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
I'm Insignia James Shea, president of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than theories, charts, and balance sheets. It's about the values and the character that define you as a business leader. That's why Mary is partnering with the International Havard Institute to offer our new MBA in virtuous leadership. And because we offer one of the most affordable MBAs in the nation, you'll earn a degree of distinction without going broke. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue and get a free copy of Created for Greatness by Alexander Havard.
Hi, I'm Agriculture Commissioner Doug Goring. Are you experiencing pipeline reclamation problems such as uneven ground, ruts, pooling water, slumping, or erosion? We can help. The North Dakota Department of Agriculture can assist in resolving land surface issues and concerns with our Pipeline Restoration and Reclamation Program. For assistance, contact us at 1-800-242-7535 or visit us online at nd.gov/ndda.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.